here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Scott, and that cat sound effect came in early, came in hot. There we go. That worked. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. This is January 9th at 8:09. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Carry. Welcome. What is Voices Carry, you ask? Voices Carry is an independent venture of mine to make better conversation than we have on social media. I think we've gotten away from talking with our neighbors. We've gotten away from collaborating, and when we stop talking, other people will fill that void, and we need to start talking again. And that's what this is. This is your megaphone. This is your megaphone to shout from the rooftop. Whatever you you got a birthday announcement. You got for instance, we just went over yesterday. The total apartment counter that they want to bring 1,000 apartments into the village of Carry, and we were going over that. They had a recent board meeting where they brought in 3 developers and showed their proposals. That's a good watch. If you're long on Carry like I am, and you want to see your kids come back home. And you're not necessarily like afraid of change. I'm not afraid of change. I want to see Carry grow. I just want to see it done in the right way, responsibly. And I think that's part of the thing. I think that's part of, you know, I often think about this. And don't worry, this whole show is not going to be about apartments. I got a nice palate cleansing current events. A lot of fun stuff. A lot of good stuff for the Village of Cary. And I like reverse engineering just basic items. I think like Dexter's Laboratory, that cartoon. I referenced the cartoon Hey Arnold when I was at the meeting the other day, and I was like, should I have done that? I was like, yeah, it shows I'm human. I have a whole bunch of stuff in the Rolodex that I kind of reference. And everything goes into a file, and I kind of, it's like a self-check sort of thing. But Dexter's Laboratory, he would always take stuff apart and just learn how it works. And I think it's like being in college, like your thesis. I know some people that took, 10 years. Well, I don't know them personally, but I've heard stories. They take insane amount of times just to come up with a thesis. And I think framing the question, because I've gotten into the weeds of everything that this village has done, and it's so incredibly complex. And asking the right question is crucial to figuring out the mindset. And I think I might have found that question. Next week might be fun. Buckle up. Okay. Current events. Cary Grove basketball. Trojans jump out quickly and hold off Crystal Lake Central 58-33. Congratulations to them. They have a military and first responder appreciation night Friday, January 10th, 2025. It's at the lower gym, 5:45 for girls varsity and 7:15 for boys varsity. That's tomorrow. It is, I have a few slides on it later, but it's National Law Enforcement Day, and I have a few slides on that later. Cary Grove girls basketball Trojans win 49-17, 14 for Kurth, and 13 for Ellie, and 8 for Ken. Back to work tomorrow. Congratulations, girls basketball. Cary Grove basketball boosters, big Friday night hoops coming your way from Cary Grove. Let's get some pregame apps and beverages at Galati's beforehand. Mention CG Hoops and get a portion of the proceeds back to the program. So thank you, Galati's. And looks like they have Crystal Lake South tomorrow. Burlington Central on the 14th. Huntley on 24th. And Hampshire on the 31st. And then some more from Cary Grove basketball boosters. Final CG varsity boys winner, 58-33. It's a good win. And then Cary Grove basketball boosters, shout out to the CG varsity boys basketball team on making a stop at Feed My Starving Children. It's a great cause. You can't live a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you. Nice quote. Thank you to varsity boys for doing that. Come out and support your Trojans. And we compete at Crystal Lake South tonight. Thursday match day, a Cary Grove at Crystal Lake South. So that concluded. So hopefully they had a good time there. Cary Grove Tennis, a CG tennis program, will be kicking off its second annual CG Kids Clinic on Sunday, January 19th, to be held indoors in the CG Lower Gym. Geared more to the beginner and intermediate players, K through 2, 3 through 5 and grades 6 through 8. Trojan Tennis Kids Indoor Clinic. Looks like it's $15 for kindergarten through second. That'd be a good way to introduce the game of tennis and to see if they love it. Pun intended. Preseason strength, another from the Trojan Tennis on their X feed. Preseason strength and agilities kick off today, day one of growing stronger players and stronger teammates. An awesome job by our girls players that showed up. Congratulations, Trojan Tennis. McHenry County Conservation District, fun fact, birds of prey also obey the 5-second rule. And then some. Check out this incredible shot of northern harrier, lower right, and short-eared owl, upper left. And then a dropped vole, lower left. Beautiful birds. Pretty bird. These two birds of prey are both winter visitors to our area. Well, welcome. Thank you for choosing Cary or the McHenry County area. Cary Dairy has a ice cream sandwiches, om nom nom. Actual feedback from Cookie Monster. You can build your own or pre-made in store. I'm hungry now. Farm Week Now, RFD Radio, the upcoming Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Conference will feature sessions on farm succession planning, urban agriculture, and niche markets. Plus the reveal of this summer's agricultural industry tour. I subscribed to this because we are like a farming community. I mean, we do have quite a bit of farmland. Like I was taking a walk in the Howells with the family, and there was still active farming going on, and it was just refreshing to see that. I don't know where that corn is going. I don't know if it's feed corn or if it's you know, I remember the days that you could buy hay and carry with a dollar, $1.25 or something. There's something about farming that I just enjoy keeping. Like I follow quite a few things about farming. I'm gonna butcher his name. Samuelson. He does a radio show, and I listened to him. He mentioned the one thing about always wave. That kind of resonated with me. Like people stopped waving to each other when they passed by each other in the car. And when my wife and I did, we traveled a lot, and we'd be on these back roads in like Iowa. What's in Iowa? Baseball. And I would wave, and they would wave back. And you know, even if I didn't wave, they would wave, and it felt nice. I think we can, get back to waving. The Cary Fire Protection District had a good stop. I had to throw this in there. I saw this. There's a fire out in Trout Valley, and they had a quick knock on it. These are heroes that stand by 24 hours a day, ready to respond to you. And I wanted to show my appreciation to them. And then it says the Jake Keltner Memorial Blue Blood Drive. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. If you see an officer, thank them for all they do. This is one reason we have our Blue Blood Drive this time of year, to show our support for those who serve. That's going to be over at the Sage YMCA in Crystal Lake. And Jacob Keltner, that it's in honor of, was a police officer, a McHenry County deputy sheriff, He was shot and killed while attempting to serve a warrant with the U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force. When this happened, Tunnels to Towers had a fundraiser for to take care of their mortgage, and he left behind some kids and his wife. And if you see it, I went to college, MCC, for law enforcement. And then my bachelor's was in public safety management with business. And one of the things I remember from that class, those classes, was a Robert Peel quote. He was some academic in law enforcement. And he said, the people are the police and the police are the people. So that's why I think it's important to get your kids acclimated and expose them to these heroes of firefighters and police. On the side of firefighting, you know, get them. The schools do a pretty good job of it, but if you homeschool, take them to the fire department. Don't call ahead of time. They love that, especially around lunch. They'll do it anytime, and I loved it when I was firefighting. And it's good for the firefighters too. I enjoyed it because it got me opening doors on the fire trucks. And the more you open the doors, you know, the more you see this stuff, the more you play around with it. And then you get to share your knowledge. That's what we want to do, is share your knowledge. But the police are the people and the people are the police. And the same thing goes for the firefighting. These are people of the community. And, you know, especially on today, a police officer thank them. This is a screenshot. We had this was from yesterday. It was a rebroadcast with the presentation. So the Cary Village Board had a meeting that for the Maplewood property. This is the scoreboard from the Maplewood property from the field that I hit my first home run on. I can take you to the exact spot where that ball landed. So it's a little near and dear to my heart, but I'm still like interested in what's going on and what they're bringing in. So we did a live watch party. We do live watch parties for all village board meetings. And this, they had some technical difficulties. I don't think it was operator error. I think it was just how they had different PowerPoints from different people, and they weren't able to have the presentations up on the screen on the live broadcast. So I added those to the actual broadcast, and we did another live broadcast last night of that. So if you are interested in what the village is bringing, I have some pictures. This is the said site. You can see the ball fields with the school. And I'm going to hop ahead a few. That's their bus slot. That's still an active bus slot for District 26. And then I'm going to hop to this one. This was what the District 26 was fighting for. So that property there where the ball fields are, District 26 owned that. So that was in their portfolio, that was in their books. That's their bus lot. This was a redesign. What you're looking at right now is a redesign of what they brought to the Village of Cary wanting to do. So they own the land at the time, and they wanted to reconfigure the bus lot, add some administration buildings, school, some front parking, and then keep some ball fields. So if you take away this whole Maplewood thing, take away all Maplewood for apartments, that's still around 600 to 800 apartments that are still on the books, and that's just first round. That could be a substantial amount of kids for all their other projects across from the municipality center, Village Hall, Route 31, blowing through New Haven. It's a lot of apartments. And then they have a whole burlap bag full of other projects where they want to stack them and pack them. So you're going to have a lot, an influx of kids, families. So now what's happened is that the District 26 no longer owns the property you're looking at with the ball fields that used to have the concession stand, the bus lot, and the school. So the village bought that for $5.5 million, and they're going to relocate the bus lot to next to Aldi. So you take away the land purchase, you build your bus lot. Best case scenario, you break even. So now you have no school. So now they're going to have to dip in to other funding to potentially take care of that influx of kids from all the other projects that are going on for apartments. And then that's not to mention, just the other day, you heard that I think 400, 500 people have moved out of Cary since the last census, or according to the last census. So when when the economy gets better, it's a buyer's market, you're going to have families moving in, there's going to be a strain on the school district. So now instead of having a multi-use land with the ability to have schooling, some outdoor access, and bus facility, which is adjacent, and they even accommodated the road that they wanted to put in. They were leaving some room back there for that Maplewood Access Road. So now you're going to put a further strain onto the district. And the village pushed the district. They put them into a situation towards like, okay, do we get into litigation with these people, or do we go with it? And according to what I know, the school district did what they had to do to, in the best interest of, it's like, do we lock this up and you know. That comes back to part of the framing the question. So if this stuff is done for the people, in the best interest of the people of Cary, for their best interest, all these apartments, and you're willing to put a strain onto your local school district. That's why getting the question right is important, so you don't waste time looking somewhere where you're just going to be spinning your wheels. So we'll be breaking that down next week with that. But I can back up here. I wanted to bring you a few of the concepts, so it's not just lost in the sea of the presentation. But that's the opportunity site. You can, on the top left there, is where it starts to jog towards Cary Algonquin. That's where they want to blow through that access road. And then this was their comprehensive plan. I don't know who rendered this. That's part of the question. It's like there's a lot of time and energy and your money being spent to coordinate all of this, to do studies, to do like this, like look at this packet. This was just for the loan to be able to get a water tower off of 31 to make the reason why they brought. So it's good. I'm not going to get too much into it before I have all my ducks in a row next week, but the water tower, I think some of this timing kind of was off a little bit, but the water tower came first. They had some overlap. Water tower came first, and they said for the infrastructure of the entire system in Cary, we need to build this for life safe. Actually, they need to build this water tower because it's necessary and in the best interest of public health, safety, and welfare to improve the system. And that water tower is right next to over 400 apartments. I just don't like putting the burden onto everybody in the water system. If they're already doing great. And they said, well, you know, we have a hard time moving water south to north. I don't like putting the burden onto industrial residents, not in this order, residents, industrial, commercial, just for something that might have should have been taken care of or rolled into the deal with a developer or the quarry that used to be there. Good negotiating should have said, okay, have your fun. When you're done, you're drilling us a well. Instead of raising everybody's water bill to get some growth that probably the majority of people don't want, specifically of what they're trying to do. So that's why framing the question is important. But let's take a look at some of the stuff that they have. So this was one concept. These are two of the same. This is an aerial view. Townhomes on the left. And then Stack'em Pack'em's in the middle. And then this is part of another presenter. This is their layout, another concept. And then this is what the building would look like. And then this is a third presenter of what it would look like. This goes along with this one. This is most likely what you're going to see. According to everything that I know and have seen, this is most likely what you're going to see. This is most likely what they want. And then this goes with that. That's the concept of what I had just shown you. This is what they're building everywhere. This is what's turned into America, like any town USA. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be any town USA. I want to be Carrie. I want to get young families and older families alike some equity, some ownership. I don't want my kids growing up coming back and spending $3,000 a month and that's their outdoor view on their patio. And then I've lived this. I've lived in the Springs before for a month. So in transition of moving and looking for places, I lived in the Springs behind Walmart for a month. And it was supposed to, we signed a year, but we got out of it because we moved in and it was cost optimized. You won't even believe how cost optimized it was. Like, to start off, these buildings, we moved in and we were expecting our first child, and it was just we were ready to call this place like home for the time being. And the people above us, they were just living their normal life. They weren't being rude. It was, they had one or two kids, nice family, and they were just living a normal life. We could hear everything that they did, and they weren't like stomping. We could just hear everything. So rice paper, pretty much. And then we also lived in the Tyvek Tower, which is in Algonquin. I call it the Tyvek Tower because it sat vacant for a long time. It had its hardship, and the builder of that building was actually had a lot of passion for that building, and he built that thing like a brick house. That's all concrete. And we couldn't hear anything. Like, it was all concrete. They don't build them like that anymore. It's expensive. That's why you drive down, you go to Sam's Club, you go in the Crystal Lake. It's all wood frame. And, you know, moving into the Springs, I was like really excited. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I need to make this place home. So me being a nerd, I was like, okay, I'm going to change the flip switches to rocker switches. So I started that project. And this place is so cost optimized that even the gauge of the wire, the gauge of the wiring in the walls coordinated with the load of where it was going. So even if you wanted to have like incandescent instead of LED, you couldn't, because it would be too much load for that wiring. And that got me thinking. I'm like, okay, where else is this place cost optimized? So I was like looking outside, and the pad for the air conditioning, you know, they have air conditioning units outside, your standard issue, a little bit smaller than whole house ones, but they had it outside. And there was gravel, not even like framed gravel. It's like gravel just piled up, flattened a little bit. And I'm talking like that size gravel. So you can't really tamp it down. And it's just piled up, and then it just goes off to the side. There's no like encasement to prevent it from flowing away and settling. And then on top of that gravel, there was a plastic pad. And then the air conditioner unit sat on top of that. That got me thinking. I'm like me thinking. I'm like, okay, fast forward 50, even like not even 50 years. I'm like this, okay, this management company is not planning, this developer management company is probably not planning on staying to see that issue arise. They're planning to get out of Dodge before that. So I bring that up because I don't want, like, I think far out, and it's not just about, okay, let's get this deal, let's go. And it's about the way these things are built. Like even in townhomes now these days, it's like they go out, and you think like long term, and then you look at some of the homes that used to be built, and they still have good bones. Like they're these. Yeah, so I've lived in one of these before. The garage was longer, so you could fit two cars front and back, one in front of the other. But I pretty much lived in a floor plan like this. And you end up feeling like, you know, no matter how many amenities they have, you end up getting fatigued of the amenities. People abuse the amenities to where even if you wanted to, you can't enjoy them. The amenities look good on paper, but eventually that vacation feel turns into fatigue, and then you end up feeling like a number. And I just think Carrie can do better. I think Carrie, like, I'm all for bringing in you know, I think Carrie can do better. We're at like this crucial crossroads, fork in the road, to where we can either carbon copy any town USA, or we can plant our flag in the ground and be the Commonwealth of Kerry. And take care of our school districts. So there's your opportunity site. Fire up the bulldozers. If you have comments, if you're in support of this, or if you're against it, I want to hear from you. Please email us at voicescarry@proton.me. This is just the flavor of the week. I mean, there's other stuff that we're going to get into next week. I've found the question, and next week's going to be fun. So email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And then we broadcast live every weekday at X Rumble and YouTube. And then we post to Facebook. And if you don't like seeing my face for radio, you're not alone. You can go to, we have an RSS feed to where we, it gets broadcast to every single podcast platform. So you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. And I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow with some more current events. And thank you for joining me today. It's really a pleasure to put this together for you and bring this to you. Independent journalism now is more important than ever. And we have the tools as of right now. We have the tools and the freedoms to be able to do independent journalism. And that's what I'm doing here. There's no agenda. I'm just trying to just looking out for you, looking out for my family, and you know, let's call this place home. Thank you for joining me today, and have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.